Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 23rd of December. It's 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Happy almost Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and happy Christmas Eve to you as well. Also with me today, I have the one, the only, Dr. Mac, Mr. Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you for that nice intro.
I'm glad you're with us now. Bob, I'd like to start with you. You wrote an article about some things that people can do sort of now that all of the shipping deadlines have pretty much come and gone.
Correct.
You have some ideas for things that people can still give as gifts.
Yes, I do. And in fact, this year I'm giving some of these things myself because I didn't, you know, get done in time. So one of the things you can do if you have physical proximity is do something physically for somebody. Offer to bring them home-cooked meal, grocery shop, provide a ride, clean the house, washer, detail the car. Because all you need to do is send them a gift certificate now, right? Mm-hmm. So that's immediate. You know, you can, here, redeem this next year. But if physical proximity is an issue, we can use our technology to help other people with training or technical support. Mm-hmm. And with screen sharing now built into your Mac OS, right in the Messages app, it's never been easier to connect with somebody and control their Mac and show them how to do something.
Yeah.
That's
a thing that I have spent a lot of time doing, not necessarily on the Mac, but I have spent a lot of time this week and last week helping everybody sort of gear up for virtual Christmasing, virtual festivity, I guess we'll call it. Being able to, like, make sure that you have whatever the app is that you want to use installed, if it's Skype, if it's Zoom, making sure that people know how FaceTime works if they have iOS devices. Not everyone does. So making sure that everybody's able to communicate with everybody else and knowing, like, this is the group of people who are using Skype, this is the group of people who have Zoom, and, you know, these are the people that can use FaceTime, and making sure that everybody sort of coordinates where they're all going to meet up. So I've spent some time with that this week, for sure.
Yeah. So all you need to do, I mean, you could do this all the way up until midnight tomorrow, and that is just use your favorite app to create a gift certificate for this kind of stuff. And with the tech support stuff, you could offer to help them set up a backup system. Mm-hmm. How many people know a parent or a sibling who doesn't back up their Mac and should?
I mean, let me check my notes here. That's everybody knows someone who's not backing
that's
up.
That's pretty much everybody. You could offer to teach people how to edit their photos in the Photos app. You know, people are baffled by little things like removing a blemish or a pole in the background that you don't want, or just cropping properly, things like mm-hmm. that. You can teach people how to make movies with iMovie. I mean, if you know how, you know somebody who'd love to be a movie maker who doesn't know how. Mm-hmm. And they would love movie making lessons. And the same thing with your music friends. You can teach somebody how to make music with GarageBand. Yeah. If you know how to do that, that's a skill that people will pay for. They want to know that. I'm, as the author of GarageBand for Dummies, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people out there that want to know how to use GarageBand.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything that you know how to do that they don't, that they might want to, mm-hmm. is a good candidate. And, you know, you have until tomorrow night at midnight.
And another thing that I would jump in and suggest there is you may also want to just sort of, instead of it being a specific thing, like, here's a gift certificate for, you know, setting up a backup or helping you get started with GarageBand or something like that. It could even just be an hour. Yeah, hour of, like, I'm going to give you an hour of my time to ask me all the questions. What do I need to know about security? Why does this tell me to update all the time? Mm-hmm. What does this thing in the menu bar mean? What's that for? Last Christmas, generic, you gave me a password manager and I'm not using it for anything. Can you help me actually set it up now that I have it? Et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's a lot of, you know, sort of lightning round.
Why are you reading from my notes, Kelly? Those are all the things.
Well, because generically, sometimes it's hard for somebody to go, yeah, you know, learning GarageBand sounds great, but really, I just want to find out why mail keeps giving me this message, you know, or whatever. So, especially if you don't know where to start with someone, you know, you can give them that time and then, you know, set up a little bit of time later with them to follow up on, you know, something else that maybe came up in that conversation. So it's a nice way to, it's also a nice way to get to spend time with somebody, especially if you don't get to spend time with them, you know.
Yes. And one other thing I might add, if you want to extend the utility of what you do, take notes and then send them the notes afterwards with screenshots, yes, if you can. You know, it's like when you finish something like that, they forget. And mm-hmm. So if you just document it as you go along, just keep notes of what you showed them. And if you can, add screenshots and send them that after the fact. That will be greatly appreciated and it costs nothing. You know, mm-hmm. It's a freebie for you, just a little time.
And one of the first things I will point out that I teach everyone to do who ends up being, you know, part of my own, I guess, personal tech support stable, is you need to know how to take a screenshot on your computer and you need to know how to send it to me on whatever it is, whether it's your phone, your computer. You know, if your computer can't do it, take a picture of your computer with your phone and send me that, you know, in a pinch. I recently had to FaceTime with my mom and she had to go get her husband's phone and FaceTime me from that so she could show me what her phone was doing so that I could help her fix it. So
that's funny.
So, like,
you know. I've done that too, though. I've had people take pictures of stuff because I can't explain to them well enough without seeing their screen what to do with their fingers, you know?
Yeah. And that's
just take a picture and text it to me.
And that's another one is learning to record your screen so that you can show somebody, like, here's what it should do or here's what it should
record,
look like.
Record, save, and send.
Yep. Record, save, and send. Yeah. All of these are great ideas, and these are all things, like Bob said, you know, you can do this way up until midnight tomorrow night. You could even maybe, you know, get up early Friday morning if you really needed to, if you're under a time crunch. So that will work, too.
Well, if you're going to send it by email, it's going to be time-stamped, and they're going to know.
That's true. But I waited until Christmas to give you your Christmas
tree. Yeah. But if you're putting it under the tree, yeah, you got until they wake up.
You need time, yeah. So thank you, Bob. We have some more picks for you, but first I'd like to take a minute and tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is MacPod. They make an app called Clean My Mac X. Yes, X, not 10. It's an all-in-one cleaning and optimizing utility for your Mac. Clean My Mac can kick off maintenance scripts for you, delete unneeded temporary files, and lots more. To keep your new Mac speedy or just to pep up your older machine, Clean My Mac X is happy to help. SmartScan will look for old log files and cache files that you don't need. It checks for malware and it does some optimization for you all in just a short amount of time. You can get a good look at what all is running on your Mac and possibly taking up more processor than it should in a much nicer way than you get with Activity Monitor. And it's even 100% compatible with Big Sur. You can learn more about Clean My Mac X. See, I did it to myself. Clean My Mac X and download it free from macpod.com/TDO. That's MACPAW.APP/TDO. macpod.app/TDO to get Clean My Mac X. And we'd like to thank MacPod for sponsoring the show today. Now, Andrew, you had a specific sort of two-in-one pick for something that you could give people, and that's gifting apps on the App Store, and you have one in particular you recommend.
So here's the thing. Right before the show started, I realized you can only gift paid apps and not free apps, and the app that I picked is free, but it still kind of ties into my other tip. Mm-hmm. So the first part of that is just, it's really easy to gift an app to people. If there's a particular app they're looking at, you can open the App Store, navigate to that app, tap the share button, and then you'll find in the share menu just a simple gift app button, mm-hmm. and enter their email, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, my second gift is, you know, it's fun picking out gifts for people, but at the same time, What's even easier than that is just sending them money.
That's
and
true.
You can send money to people with Apple Pay Cash.
Yes.
So we actually have an article from Jeff Game telling us instructions on how to do that. And then the person can, you can send the money for Apple Cash through iMessage. And yes. Then because it's Apple Pay, they can use it for purchases in, you know, actual physical stores or buying something online. Mm-hmm. And so going back to the app, an app that I recommend is called WidgetSmith. Mm-hmm. And if you're an iOS 14 user, it's really cool. This lets you create customized widgets for your home screen. In case you know, you saw those pictures online about people sharing their custom aesthetics with their cool looking home screens, and yes. You want to do that too.
It looks awesome.
WidgetSmith helps you do that. Yeah. Now, like I said, WidgetSmith is free. There is an optional membership that costs $20 a year or $2 a month. And mm-hmm. So you can't gift that app, but you can just send them the money if they want that subscription through Apple Cash.
Yeah.
There is a lot of good free stuff in the app though. You're really only wanting a subscription, not only if you want to support the developer, but there are certain like features within the app that is locked behind the subscription.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like I said, there's a lot of good free stuff in it.
Yeah. And there are a lot of apps that the app is free, but there's a subscription. So maybe if you know someone who's using something, maybe they're using the free version of an app of a particular app, you could give them the money to upgrade to that subscription. If they, you know, if they really like it, you could give them, mm-hmm. You know, an opportunity to support the developer so they get to keep using that app. You know, that's also a nice thing to do. So yeah. I do like that one. And, you know, like you said, it works great with Apple Pay. So if you go places in person, where they accept Apple Pay, you can use it for that. You can also just hook up your Apple Pay Cash to the App Store, buy things online, you know, set up your new subscription to the thing, or, you know, set up your Apple bundle to all go through Apple Pay or something like that, you know, and it's very mm-hmm. handy. So I think you have one more suggestion for us.
Yeah, so it's here's another short tip. And this is actually something I did last night for my friend. So we both have a Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
And one thing I like about the Switch is that you can buy physical games for it, cartridges in stores.
Yes.
But you can also download games from their eShop. Mm-hmm. And so it's a digital download. And so I sent my friend a gift card for a game, and you can buy a gift card in certain retailers like Walmart and this is like the instant part of it, which is why we're doing this gift show, is just you can buy one on Amazon mm-hmm. and then they'll email you the redeem code for it.
Yeah.
And you can just, you know, copy paste that and text it to your friend, and he's able to load it into the Switch and buy something.
Yeah. In fact, I just did this myself. Someone sent me a gift card for a retailer, and I was able to take the online gift card and go buy a digital code for my Switch. So now I have some money in the Nintendo eShop. So the next time I look at a game and go, ooh, that sounds like fun, like I have all the money sitting there, and I can just, if I want to pick it up, I can pick it up. So... Mm-hmm. So definitely a Switch gift card. If you know people who just got a new game console, there's a new Xbox out, there's a new PlayStation out, maybe they could use, you know, a little bit of money to put in that account. There are online gift cards for those consoles as well. So I know you can buy like money in those shops, I guess, as well, for some of those. Mm-hmm. Those are some good picks. I have one that I'm going to put in here at the end, and that is a charitable donation. There are a lot of ways, particularly if you don't want to give people more stuff, or you don't want to give somebody, you know, a thing to dust is always how I look at it. Like, is this going to be a great thing, or is this going to be is this going to be great for this person, or is it just going to be a thing to dust? And, you know, I don't want to give people just a thing to dust. I want to give people something they're going to like. One that has gone very well in my family is my mom, who is a teacher, really enjoyed the year that I donated to UNICEF. They have what they call the Kind Fund, and it stands for Kids in Need of Desks. And in, I think it's in Malawi, you can donate, and the money goes toward getting desks for schools in Malawi so the kids don't have to sit on the floor. And so they have different levels so that you can see, like, you bought a chair, or you got a desk that seats, you know, two kids or whatever it is, and, you know, depending on the level that you give. So a lot of charities will also have a mechanism so that you can donate in someone's name. So you can do the donation, and then it will say, thanks, Kelly's mom. You know, somebody gave on your behalf to the Kids in Need of Desk Fund at UNICEF, and here you go. So UNICEF is a great one. The Red Cross also could always use a little bit more money, and usually they will have a way to flag those donations. So if there's a particular incident that you know the Red Cross is responding to, you can usually, like, tag the money to go toward a particular thing, and you can donate for somebody on their behalf that way as well. There's a lot of different, where you are, like, maybe there's a local charity that could really use your help. There's a lot of ways to do that. And like I said, most charitable organizations have a way for you to donate in someone else's name so that that person, you know, sort of gets the recognition. And sometimes that's a nice gift to give. Definitely not a thing to dust. So
right.
That's always a nice one. And it's usually pretty instant. You can go to a website. You know, most places you can go to the website and you can donate, and it will say, like, I want to do this in someone's name. And then, you know, that person gets a card or something later. So that would be the other one that I would recommend, is a charitable donation. That's also an instant one. You know, you don't generally have to wait for shipping or anything like that. So that would be one that I would recommend. Those are probably the ones I think we're going to go with. It looks, we've had some trouble with making sure everybody could make it all the way through. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Like I said yesterday, this is the last show for this week. And so we will be back on Monday. If you are very sad about not getting your usual dose of Security Friday, please let us know. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. What I will tell you is that there will probably be some information that goes up on the site next week so that all those people in your family that are getting new gear will learn how to keep it safe. That stuff will all come from Andrew. So Andrew, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, Skyler, for having me, and happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays to everybody, including Dr. Mac. Bob Levitis, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
So glad to have you join us today. Bob doesn't get to be on as often as I'd like, so we're going to see if maybe we can fix that in 2021.
In 2021.
Well, now I have a resolution. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont.
Think 21 is... Sorry. That was from Tommy. 21. You think 21 is going to be a good year? Come on. All you old people, sing along.
I don't remember enough of Tommy to sing along with you on that one, unfortunately. But that's
say to the S lady, play Tommy by The Who, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I will do that later. In the meantime, like I said, this is the last one this week. So sincerely, I hope all of you have happy holidays. I will talk to you again on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And for real, let's be careful out there.